I like the countdown.
Thanks.
Did you take off?
Somebody did.
Do you guys usually do that just before you guys have an explosion?
Countdown? Well, I feel like counting down.
She hasn't woken up
I
yet.
Even thought about it. I was like, do yeah, I?
I feel like counting down ends up being distracting. And,
yes.
And then you
well,
you don't want to lose it. That's
no,
the
no,
worst.
No. I know. But
when
the thing
right
is,
there.
But it's also kind of nice when your partner is, you know, telling you, you know, they're getting close and close. So it's like you kind of want to try to time it together. It's a rare thing, but it's nice to do. I forgot what it's like, but it's nice to do. This way she can't yell at you for all the mess that's in there.
Another mess to
another
clean
mess
up.
To, yeah,
another
mess
unsatisfied customer.
Oh, well. The good old days. Oh, man. Cheers.
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 What's going on? You left me in the dark.
Yeah,
you remember from last time I said I was going to get poked. And then you were like...
Her allergies.
Oh, I can't remember what I did 5 minutes ago. And you're asking me to remember what we did last week? Are
yeah,
you
because
me?
I'm important and you should remember everything I say.
You mean you didn't put it in your calendar?
I'm kidding. Love you, Papa Tony.
Yeah.
So fuck you and fuck this show. And
no,
I
but it ended up developing into a sinus infection.
Oh, jeez. Those
eight
are
times.
Those suck.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you were sick last week. I forgot.
I'm
starting
so
to remember a little bit.
Yeah.
Your voice does sound deeper.
Yeah, we don't even have to change your voice.
I know.
It's a regular voice.
Yeah, it's
no,
a
don't say that. It's so squeaky. Oh my gosh.
She's changing on us. Yeah. I can't.
Whoa.
Good for you.
Those shots are giving her a deep voice now. Shh.
What shots?
Oh my God.
Testosterone. Did I say that
oh
wrong?
Oh my God.
I feel like I said that wrong.
Testosterone. You said it right.
Okay.
You said it right.
That's not a word I use often. So I'm like,
Anything with testes is in. Yeah, you got to be careful.
They're going to make your testes drop.
Yes. And you thought that was an Adam's apple. No.
Wait a minute. I think this is going to tie into our animal fact of the day.
Oh, God.
It does.
Why do I always fall into this shit? Why me, Lord? Why me? Take me out, please.
I thought you were going to start singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I was waiting for it.
I'm just ready to take out anywhere. The dump would be okay. I don't care.
Oh, my gosh.
Recycle me. I'll come back as anything.
How about we take you out to eat?
I'm losing weight, dear. See, that's the last thing I want to do.
Sushi.
That's fine.
You can watch us eat.
Well, crab, I think crab, yeah, I see what you're saying, but
it's not as
yeah, but at least crab's fun. I mean, you know, we don't eat crab every day.
Crabs are fun for you?
You
crabs are fun for you?
Well, no, I mean, as long as you scratch them, you know, I mean,
take
they're worse for
them
you
a
guys.
Little bit.
Yeah, I mean.
But a crab, I agree with you. Crab is fun because, like,
the squirt. They squirt everywhere,
crabs.
You know. And so they're female crabs, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
And there's no chance of choking on the owner.
No, just a shell. I mean, you might get a piece of shell, but that's about it.
Or the fucking what is that? Is it considered like the cartilage, the little white piece?
Oh, the one in the claw.
Yeah.
In the claw.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't come
or
out.
Or ligament,
though.
Or what?
I don't know what it is. But you should stay stuck on there, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, when you pull it out, it'll come in, like I like to bounce the meat out.
Yeah.
I like to bounce the meat.
You bounce
you like
the
to
meat?
Bounce on
you
the
bounce
meat?
It.
What?
And then it all comes
out
one
it
piece.
Out, like...
Yeah, it all comes out one piece. Everybody laughs when I eat crab.
What are you looking at?
Because I'm bouncing my meat.
I'm going like
likes
this.
To bounce on her meat.
Mm-hmm. He does it that way. I just
no,
do
I
it
don't.
This way.
Okay.
Homie, don't play those games. I don't bounce on nobody's meat. Shut up.
You're not a smasher like Giggles?
No. Giggles will crush everything.
Are you implying I'm heavy?
No, you just like to mash everything. You turn everything into Krabby Cakes or whatever. Krabby Patties or whatever you want to call it.
Krabby
Patties. SpongeBob.
Oh, my God.
SpongeBob. I like how you end with SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
Oh, man.
Dabo. Vamskumsa.
Dude, so we were playing Mahalinga.
There we go again. I'm trying to start the show and you keep talking.
Yeah, it's pretty funny though.
Oh my God.
We're playing Mahalinga and I go to move my ball and my aunt like looks at me and she pushed my hand away. And I was like, what are you doing? So I go to grab my marble to move it and she like flicks my hand away. And we start laughing and I'm like, am I confused or am I blue? My aunt's like, oh shit, I'm sorry, I'm normally blue.
Oh my gosh, she thought it was
she was like rejecting my, like, and I was like, what are you doing? And she was like all the way on the other side, so I was like, what the fuck, man?
She thought it was, that's funny.
So you were playing with blue balls then?
Yeah. Oh, I don't like playing with the blue balls.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Rockin' on the Porch. We're discussing Mishi's blue balls.
Yeah. This real is, serious.
Yeah, well, hey, nowadays. Everybody might have them. This is Papa Tony with Mishi and Giggles. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rockin' on the Porch.
Oh, boy. It's right behind you.
Okay. That's a problem. I don't
and
have.
And right in front of you.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
And on your cup.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true.
It's kind of.
And on her sweater.
Oh, that. Yeah. Oh, there. I was going to say, oh, sweater. I was looking at her shirt, but. Okay. I couldn't find mine. It's in the closet somewhere. I was going to bring it today and I couldn't find it. My wife buried it on the top shelf. So I got
really burned it.
No. It's there. It's there. It's just.
Sometimes it's just a little hard for things to come out of the closet.
Nah, my wife, you know, she gets in her cleaning days and she just restacks things up and she knows I'm short. I can't reach half of my shit now.
Oh.
I have to use one of those step ladders or step stools to climb up to get in. You know, I said, oh, well, whatever.
Dude, you should be careful. I feel like she's setting you up.
I know.
I think so, too.
I know. That's okay.
Cancel all your life insurance or change your...
I already did, so don't worry. I'm safe. You know, so...
She needs you now.
This week, we went down to the Social Security Department to get her, you know, going on Social Security. And, I went with her. And we were discussing the terms of everything, and I brought up some questions. And I, you know, and the guy was very nice. He was a very, very sweet guy. He was, and I we were talking about, you know, she's got to wait so many years before she gets my full benefits. And he said, yeah, you know, he was telling her what she needed to hear. So I told him, so I'm safe for 5 years, so she can't poison me because she can't get the full benefits. So
oh.
He started laughing, but that's true. So I'm safe for 5 years, so I'm not going nowhere there. For now. So.
Fucking Giggles.
I
was
agree.
Like, whoa. Because I'm like, we should all clap right now. And then you fucking push the button. This bit, get out of my head.
I can't.
I already told you.
We spend too much time together.
We do.
Don't quit.
Well,
okay.
Why do you think we're so close?
I know.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Wouldn't you like to know?
You guys... almost have the same name, too. Almost. Pretty close. I didn't give it away this time.
Dude, that was so funny. I tried so many ways to edit it out, and it would have fucked up the whole thing. And I was like, oh, fuck.
I know. They know.
That's fine.
They know. Oh, well. Okay. Get going, dear.
All right. Would you rather have hair that changes color based on your emotions or skin that becomes transparent when you lie?
Dude, I'd be a fucking jellyfish. You can see right through me.
Come.
I feel like you already see through me.
Well, you lying again?
Yeah.
So basically,
you look
like...
very handsome today.
Oh.
Why is your hair changing colors? You went from a brunette to redhead. What the hell's going on here?
Huh? Okay, so basically, do you want to be a jellyfish or do you want to be a jellyfish or a chameleon?
Oh, right? Man.
I kind of like the hair.
I'd be the chameleon, I guess. I don't want to be see-through now.
Wait. Okay, so you would do the hair.
Yeah, I do the hair.
Me too, actually. Well, not like you have much, but.
You had to bring that up, didn't you? I do have.
We're talking about his body hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, at least you could pull your pants down and be like, this is how I'm feeling. It has like a dual purpose, you know?
I do have a lot of body hair, unfortunately, except for the top of the tree. Yeah. Oh, well.
So, if you're changing hair color, then it won't tell anybody if you're lying necessarily.
It would just, like, so if you're pissed
based
off.
Based on your emotions.
Yeah, I'm assuming red. So
it'd be pretty beneficial at my job.
Apparently. Yeah, if somebody sees you with the red hair, they know you're pissed off, so leave you alone. I kind of like that idea.
Why do you think I'm a redhead?
Yeah, why do you think I'm this far over here?
So, constantly look pissed off?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that
idea. But then you have, like, some sunshine?
Yeah. A few rays come through once in a while. Yeah, that's good.
They could be death rays, but, you know, we'll just go with sunshine for now.
Sunshine.
I would see death rays a different. I think death rays would be a different color.
Doesn't matter. You're dead, so who gives a shit?
What color are you thinking? Red? White?
Maybe.
I see something bright.
Yeah, or
I
like
see bright.
White.
Yeah, something bright. Yeah.
Red or white?
Yeah. Either way, we're supposed to be going to that white light. Not in my case, but some people go to the white light.
Yeah.
Mine.
Go into the light.
Yeah, just walk to the light. Keep walking.
Keep walking.
What light are you going to walk into?
My elevator doesn't go up, apparently. So.
You're all shooting the rays at their feet, making them dance all the way down.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a hot dance, yes.
And this is why we don't have superpowers.
Yeah, thank God.
Ooh. I was going to say. Oh, wait, so we all agree.
Yeah, I think I'd do the hair color. And what's funny is, like, when I was younger, I was changing my hair, like, every few weeks.
Based on your emotions?
Not so much my emotions, whatever new color that my cousin got in.
You ever had green hair, or you didn't?
I had it turn green from the pool because I was blonde.
Because of the blondish. Yeah, I remember that.
But I've had gray, pink.
I don't remember the gray.
Remember when I had my pixie haircut, my really short?
God, don't remember that neither.
Nobody remembers my haircut. I haven't seen my natural hair color. And
you got to remember, you lived long ways away, and for many years I didn't go down there, or for a long time. So it's not like I saw you every day. Yeah. But
And was this at the time that text messages were already like?
I don't think we even had these phones yet, did we? No.
I think they were like just coming out.
Coming out, yeah. No.
Isn't that crazy? Remember playing Snake? It was like the best thing ever.
What?
Remember my parents that had the big block cell phone for
that's everybody.
They just got rid of it like a little bit.
No, they should have kept it.
They still have it somewhere, but put it this way. My dad's like, the phone's not working anymore. And the guy was like, sir, those haven't been in service in like years. Like, how do you still have this phone?
Oh my God.
And it was literally like just for emergencies. Like, but it was like a brick. It was like the first big phone, you know?
It was almost, and I'm not going to say the size of Giggle's cup, but it was pretty damn close. As far as the length of it.
It's a big cup.
Remember when the car phones came out?
Well, that's exactly what they looked like almost. You know, that old show Get Smart, he used to talk into his shoe. Phone was pretty big.
Could you imagine?
My uncle had it in the car, dude. We were like, what? You can make phone calls while you're driving? Like, it like blew our minds, dude.
We always try to figure that out. How does this technology work? You have a phone, you know, because everything was landlines.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're talking to a phone that's not connected or hooked to anything. So how does this work? And to this day, I still don't know how technology works, but it's crazy.
Would it be like a satellite signal?
Yeah.
It has to be. But what I'm saying, though, but in those days, it's like, how does this work? Nobody knows. I mean, I didn't.
I was going to joke that people were probably like looking under the car, like, where's the wire?
Yeah.
I know I was definitely looking around it. Like, I was like, how is this hooked up?
Yeah. I mean, when we had the landlines, if we had a a phone with a long extension cord.
We thought
we were in heaven because we at least could walk around the kitchen and into the next room. And if you had the short one, you were stuck there all night long or whatever. And then everybody's listening to your conversation. It's like,
And then you get tangled. Or you like would like start like doing shit and you're all wrapped up in it. I miss those days.
I know. But and then that's when you had to remember people's phones.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to have a phone book. I went over my cousins the other day to about my daughter's wedding. We had to get some clarification about who was showing up and who's not. And when she pulled out her phone book with her address book with all, I started laughing because who uses that anymore?
My mom.
But what I'm saying is we got one at home, but I don't think I've used it for anything. It's still in the drawer. But it's like that's how it was in the old days. You would alphabetical order, you look for the person and there's the phone number. And if they moved, you scratch it out and write the new address and keep on going. You know, hopefully they didn't move too many times.
All right. Y'all ready for some porch side quacks where the confused lead the blind?
Oh, shit.
Yay.
Or I'm sorry, the blind leave the confused.
okay. What was it? Wise idiots?
Yes. Okay. Hello, rocking on the porch. My name is George. Hi, George.
Hey, Georgie.
My wife, Donna, says I work too much. She wants me to slow down. I'm older in age, but I still enjoy working. I do not want to retire yet, and I know I have many more years left in me. Honestly, I do not want to be stuck in the house with her all day. What do you think I should do? Should I slow down, even though I don't want to?
George, this is Papa Tony. That's why we're doing a podcast. You're in the same shoes I am. Now, I agree with you, George. If you've got health, if your health is good and you can keep on working for the sanity of both of you guys, you know, take time for your wife. Yeah, don't, you know, I'm not saying don't do that, but hey, keep going. The first thing you do when you retire, look how many people die right away or within a year or so. No, you know, do your vacations, do your getaways, but keep working. Keep doing what makes you happy because it'll make her happy because your bank account will be bigger. Not true. Hello.
It'll
benefit
trips.
Both sides. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You guys will be able to travel, and if something does happen to you, her next husband has got something to fall back on. No, I'm just joking, George.
Just make sure it's all put into your funeral.
Yeah. No, George, that's a good question, but I agree with you 100%. Keep working, my friend, if you can.
I feel like it's all about balance. Yeah, maybe slow down a little bit, not so much give up everything, but just kind of balance it out.
A part-time job, just to give you a reason to get up and go to work for a couple of days a week or 3 days, whatever, and then spend the rest of the time with your spouse.
Yeah, because especially if he's a worker bee, just sitting at home all day, that's going to drive you crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I get bored very easily.
I can't do it. Unfortunately, I'm doing it right now to a certain degree, but it drives me nuts. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah. So,
What about you, Giggles? Do you have any input?
She's a workaholic. That's the problem with her.
You never stop.
She never slows down.
I just do a lot of extracurricular.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you're always busy.
You want to list them for us? No, just kidding.
Sure. If you all want to know who I am, here's what I do. I had something, but I forgot. Oh, especially if work isn't driving you crazy, just stick it out.
Yeah, if it's fun. I mean, if they're driving you, exactly. If you've got a boss who's, a pain in the ass, that's a different story. But if you enjoy your work, keep doing it. Jeez.
Personally, for me, pretty sure whenever I get to retirement age, the earliest that I can, I'm out.
You're out of there. Yeah. And I don't blame you.
Did you find something else?
Probably. Or do something part-time.
Yeah.
You know, there's always movies that you guys can make when you're mature.
Yeah, there's a whole market for that.
There's a lot of market for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take one, take two.
Let's do it again.
You know who the producer is.
Gotta keep young.
I didn't like that angle.
Yeah. Let me get underneath here better. No.
Help me up.
Who ate beans? God damn it.
Make sure you use a shield or something for splash zone.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Oh, no, I'll be prepared. Don't worry. I got those safety shields. Don't worry.
Oh, my God.
He's got like the fucking waterproof ponchos.
The ones from Disneyland.
Yeah. The blue one. Well, you still got that thing?
They were so fun.
Well, George, I hope we helped you.
No, I think we did. I think the poor guy, he's on the right track.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. This one is from Cheryl. Help me. My husband and I have the same disagreement almost daily. I hate to cook and work long hours, so we eat out most of the time. I dread dinner time because I already know it's going to be drama. It's always the same thing. My husband asks me what I want for dinner, and I tell him, and he says he doesn't want that. I offer another option, and he says the same thing. He never wants to eat what I want. I don't know why he even asks. We always end up eating whatever he wants. How do I get my husband to finally order something I want? I appreciate any advice you send my way. Wow, dead silence.
No. I was going to let Giggles start this one because
My dad drives my mom crazy. Crazy. He's gotten a little bit better, knock on wood for me.
There's wood there. Right behind you. Jeez.
Your chair is wood.
Oh, yeah. he does the kind of thing, it's like she asks him, what do you want to eat? And then he's like, I'll eat anything. And then whatever she makes that something, then he's like, I didn't want this, why didn't you make this instead? Oh
yeah,
she's like, I'm just gonna let you starve for a couple days. Maybe let him starve for a couple days.
See, but she doesn't like to cook, and she's the worker, right? Or she works long hours, and that's the frustrating thing. Again, I'm kind of in that position too.
How about you eat before you get there, and then just be like, "I'm not hungry." You go ahead and eat what you want.
But go ahead.
That means that she would have to do that every day. I'm sure she's gonna want to share a meal with her husband.
Yeah, but maybe he'd get sick of it eventually and be like, "Okay, let's eat what you want." I don't know. I'm bad at this one. Okay, you take it.
No. But do you really want to go out and eat every night? I mean, maybe some people like it, but I couldn't.
No, it makes me feel sick.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do that.
Well, we're different. You guys have to remember that we grew up with home-cooked
meals.
That's true. You know what I mean? Because, like, I know people that didn't grow... Like, they had home-cooked meals every once in a while, but they love to eat out. That's when, like, it doesn't bother them. Us, it makes us, like, physically sick eating processed food like that, you know? But some people like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's hard.
Is Cheryl the
Cheryl,
name?
Yeah.
I'm assuming they have the same taste in foods almost. Maybe they don't. Oh, man.
Yeah, because it could be like I really love spicy food.
Yeah, and he doesn't. Yeah.
So it's like.
Well.
How about if he gives you options? When he asks, why not ask him? Well, why don't you give me three options and then I'll choose one of those?
That's a good idea.
I'll tell you my experience, you know, and this happens a lot. That's why I don't even bother asking anymore. You know, a lot of times, you know, in the past, my wife said, let's go out, whatever. And, what do you want? And I say, well, let's go over here. I don't want that place. Then I said, why did you ask me then what I wanted if you don't want it? So that's what drives men crazy sometimes is we don't know what you guys want, but yet, you're putting the pressure on us. So I kind of say, well, guess where I'm taking you? And hopefully that she'll say, oh, are we going to so-and-so's place? Yes, that's exactly where we're going. How did you guess?
That's good.
So
that's really good.
So I'm trying to trick her into telling me where she wants to go. At least you'll be happy that she went there.
Yeah, but we're getting away from what she's asking.
No, I know.
Because you don't care.
No, but see, that's the whole thing. But can we win? I mean, that's the problem in a situation like this.
That's true.
One of us never wins this argument, and I'm easygoing. I could care less where we go. I mean, food's food to me. I don't care, but sometimes they make a big deal out of it. But in her case, I think they're frustrated at... unless they live in a town that there's not much to pick from. I don't know. I mean, you don't want to go to get chicken every 2 times a week or 3 times a week or tacos, two or 3 times a week. I don't know.
Tacos every day.
Well, I know.
Well, not like that. Maybe have him either give you the three options or, I hate to say it, cooking.
Or I guess,
you know what I mean? If you're making the meal, he has no say.
I was going to say, maybe you guys could schedule, let's say he's in charge of cooking 2 days a week, if he knows how to cook. And then you do it maybe a day or two. And then the other 3 days or whatever, you guys go out. This way, you know, hey, on Wednesday, I got to cook or whatever. At least you don't know what you're getting when you get home, but at least you know you're going to get a meal. But
well, they have, you know, the, like HelloFresh.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can order
maybe
the food
something
in.
Like that would help.
Yeah, so
where
true.
You would pick
true.
The meals that look, like he can pick a meal, you pick a meal, he picks a meal.
And he should know by now what she likes to eat.
Yeah, you could cook accordingly.
Yes, I mean, exactly. I mean, it's not rocket scientists, even though I don't know how to cook, but still.
And they make it so easy now because they give you everything. Like everything's already measured out.
Everything, exactly. You just have to put it together and cook it. I wish I knew how to do that kind of stuff.
You do. If you can barbecue, you can cook.
I know, but see, I'm so easy going. I could get by. I'll eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm good. You know, yeah. Doesn't bother me. So I'm the easiest husband you could have. See, Giggles, if you find someone like me, you'd be happy.
Okay.
You just like hair, though. That's the problem. Does his family have good hair?
I think so.
Yeah.
He has a nice head of hair.
He does.
Okay, then you're safe then.
He doesn't have any facial hair.
See, right there is a good sign.
I mean, he can grow it, but
he like a clean face, huh?
Yeah.
Do you prefer a clean face or a beard or a mustache or a goatee?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm used to him without a hair, but whenever he starts getting a little stubble, I like it.
Right? I think it's sexy.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. I love sandpaper, huh?
Yeah.
That's how you could tell she's been making out. Her lips all fucked in.
That's why her face is red on one side, yeah. Huh?
And all the lipstick all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little red beard. Mm-hmm.
You guys remember? A little red beard.
Wow! Whoa!
She agreed, though. She's like, oh.
I was thinking lipstick, and then I was like, wait a minute, are we talking about the same thing here? I don't think so. I don't know. Hey, let's change the subject.
Never turn down a taco. That's all I say.
Well, better red sauce than green sauce, right?
It's the Mylar one.
True.
So sorry, listeners.
Sorry, Cheryl. So sorry. We got off the subject here.
I hope we helped.
No, we did. I think we gave her some options, and hopefully, like I said, maybe he could cook a couple of days. She could cook, and it's not all stressful on either one of them. And then,
set a schedule where you pick one day, he picks the next day.
Exactly, something like that. Yeah.
Meal plan for the week.
So,
Cheryl, write into us. I want to know what happens. Like, if any of this actually works. Because I think I could use this.
Because I could sure use help,
I could
too.
Use this, too.
Yes.
Because I get shut down a lot, and I'm like, and I love food. So I'm like.
Yeah, we all do.
So what happens in your situation?
I lose almost every fucking time. Unless
so, like, you guys are talking about where to eat or what to eat.
Yeah, like, I feel like me and Cheryl are, like, we see each other. I see you, Cheryl.
Yeah, and I'm the opposite.
But
I could care less.
I also love to cook. Mm-hmm. So when I'm cooking, I never.
But.
It's not that I ask, and I always get, I don't care. And then they'll eat whatever I make, and they like it.
Okay.
Most of the time. Because there are some times where, you know, dinner just does not come out the way you want it to.
Yeah.
It happens to everybody. But, like, to eat out, I lose most of the time.
How does your conversation go, like?
What do you want to eat? And then I'm like, oh, I want this. No, I don't want that. The same exact, like, how, like, it was. Yeah. I get shut down, and then it always ends up with, well, I want you to eat something that you want. And I'm like, I already told you three freaking different places that I want, but yet you're still saying no. So it's, what's the point?
So can you try like what, is it you that's, who said it again? The whole like give, you said it. How about he gives options? So like,
that's what, yeah.
Who said
it? I did.
You did, yeah.
Well, usually that's what it breaks down to is what do you want to eat?
Yeah.
But I want you to eat something that you want. And it's like, it doesn't work that way because it's never going to happen.
Or if you just go like, hey, because but you give me your options and then I'll choose out of your options.
But I also have to keep in mind, this is like why I don't get so upset about it, is I'm grateful, number one, that I'm going to be eating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Number two, our palates are a lot different than most of the people we hang out with. Just because we grew up eating fish from being small, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We grew up eating meats, chickens, whatever. For goodness sakes, rabbits, like, you know?
Ugh.
So, lapbush.
I love
you know
fish.
There's a lot of things that we eat that
they think it's disgusting.
They're like throwing up in their mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And granted, I'm sure there's stuff that he would eat. And I don't know. I think I'm more adventurous than that. But I've always been the person that like I will try it just to see if I even like it.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd like snails. Fucking delicious.
I love snails.
The gutta goj out there, the garlic butter sauce, good. Whatever the hell they put in there, it's like fucking magic.
That's why when you go on cruises, that's why I love cruises. Try something that's on the menu that you would never try here in the States. I know, frog legs. I never tried frog legs until I was on a cruise. I eat alligator on a cruise. If you, it's not bad. I mean, you know, I wouldn't order it here, but you could try it, because if you don't like it, no, so what? But at least you try. Don't ever say you don't like something you don't try.
Dude, I had shark.
Yes.
Shark
shark's very good.
Delicious.
It's very
shark
good.
Bait.
Ooh-ha-ha. Ooh-ha-ha.
I think Nemo. Shark bait. Ooh-ha-ha.
Yeah.
Okay. He's just gonna keep swimming over there. But it's hard. I feel like that's just it.
You can't please
it's
both,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Like
but,
I like Mediterranean food, and they don't. They can't stand. They don't even like the smell of it. And what's funny is I actually cook Mediterranean food, but I just don't tell them.
And they ate
and
it.
They have no fucking clue that they're eating it, which is so funny.
Well, it's like people.
So it. I feel like it's a mental thing. I don't like. It's almost like I don't like it, but they don't want to try it.
Very
or they
childish.
Did try it, but they didn't like what they ate.
So they don't give it another chance.
But I'm like, why would you order that? That's something that you would never eat anyways.
I guarantee mm-hmm. if you were to make lamb stew mm-hmm. with lamb meat stew. Of lamb, and no, that's what I'm saying, and just, you know, whatever with potato, whatever you make it with, and don't tell nobody anything, they'll think it's just regular beef.
What the hell did I like?
And they'll eat it, and they'll say, oh, this is good. But then when you tell them, they'll say, what? I just ate.
Yeah.
So they see that's the whole stupidity of it. Just so, you know, be thankful.
What was it? I think it was wolf.
Yeah, octopus.
Yeah, and they didn't know what it was, but it smells delicious. And then you know you dip your bread in the juice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was eating it, and they were like, "Well, what's that?" And I was like, and in my head, I'm like, "I should probably not tell you."
But they could see.
But I'm gonna have you try it. You know what I mean? So out of curiosity, I was like. Well, it's. I think I said. I forgot what I said. I think I said it was like fish or something. Because obviously it's seafood, but
yeah.
You can see the.
It wasn't a tentacle or anything. It was just like a chunk of meat. You know.
Oh,
what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So I was like, no, it's just like the fish that it kind of breaks up when you. Because he's seen us eat fish stew, so I'm like, here, try it, and they loved it, but
once I told them
what it was, that's fucking disgusting. Like,
really?
it like grossed them out. But with, like they would eat it in Portugal. But they won't eat it here.
See, now that's so stupid.
Because he says it's fresh there. And I go, it's...
It's
not bad here, too. It's like...
Anything that has octopusy in it, I'm going to eat it.
I was about to correct you, and I was like, nope, he said that intentionally.
Well, at least you know what you like.
Yeah.
And I don't care if it's in October. I'll eat it any month.
He's not picky any... He doesn't.
Oh, my God.
All right, we got one more. Hey, guys, quick question. There's this homely girl, which is not my type whatsoever.
So this is the guy.
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, Michael.
What does homely mean? Oh, hi, Michael. Hi, Michael. What's homely?
Homely's like doesn't
plain,
wear makeup.
Plain Jane.
Oh, got plain it. Jane. Okay, plain Jane.
Plain.
Which there's girls that are freaking naturally gorgeous.
Yeah.
I love when they put on makeup, and I'm like, wow, you should just not wear anything. You know, like I wish I could do that.
Yeah. No.
Okay, sorry, Michael. She follows me around the warehouse and keeps hitting on me. I know she wants me to take her out, but I really don't want to. How can I shut her down, but in a nice way?
Why?
Oh.
Why won't you take her out?
Well,
imagine.
See.
Oh, I. Nope. Never
mind. Did
I'm
you
sorry.
Know where I was going to go with
yes.
that?
Yes. I'm sorry, Michael. I've had this experience many times.
I'm like, you're the one that like is best.
It hit on me all the freaking time.
Yeah.
Well, what I usually do is I kind of just start distancing myself a little bit.
So you're a ghost.
I'm a ghost.
Yeah, but if it sounds like they work together.
Yeah.
Sounds that way because she's following him.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, just be.
drop a hint of like, you have a girlfriend or something, even if you
don't. I was going to say pretend. Something like that. Just say, hey, I got to go because my girlfriend's texting me or something. Or, I mean, not to be rude, but maybe she'll get the hint that you're taken, I guess. But
One time what I did was, hopefully she doesn't listen to the show too. That'd be bad for you, Michael.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
She'd be like,
don't listen to Rockin' on the Porch, Michael. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
He must be. He gave us in their question. So,
maybe.
Was you?
That was me.
What I did in the past was, there was this guy that was interested in me, and he like pushed too far. So I had a picture with a friend that I took at a wedding, and he's a guy friend. And I changed my lock screen to it.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You pretended that you
like you have somebody.
Exactly.
So ask a friend that's a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can use her picture.
Yeah.
Oh,
or
yeah.
I even told somebody. These are all different experiences that I've had. I even told, choose what works for you.
She's the expert.
Yeah, she's like, hold on. Just download my outline that I'll make for you.
Especially if you don't want to ghost, exactly. You can't ghost because, work. But anyway, one time what I did too, this guy was like really hitting on me. And then he sent me a message, and I was like, and then I saw him again, and he was like, why didn't you reply to my message? And I said, well, to be honest with you, I'm not exactly available. I am talking to somebody, and it's very serious.
You were being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was like, well, I wish you'd told me sooner, like whatever. And I was like, well, I didn't.
Sometimes honesty is the best policy, but in this case, I think the poor guy just wants to, not upset her, poor thing. She's probably a super kid, but.
That is hard.
It is hard because, see, my case looks as in everything, and that's what we were discussing last week or a few weeks ago, personality and things like that, but everybody's different. I mean, I don't know. That's a tough one, Michael.
Gorgeous whenever she puts on makeup and stuff.
Yeah, see, that's
up. It's just at work.
High school. Don't make fun of the ugly.
That I was just going to lead up to that, dear.
Yeah.
One of our class reunions, one of them who used to be, I'll put her in the same wallflower. We used to call them wallflowers, excuse me. And when it was one of our, not right away, but probably our 10th or 15th reunion. Oh, man, she changed, and she changed a lot. And the good-looking ones went the other way. And I don't know how old this girl is or whatever, I don't know. That's a tough one. I wouldn't give up on her, but then again, it's your taste. Now, maybe they have things in common. I don't know. But I would prefer somebody that had the same tastes and things like that. At least you know what you're getting into. But if it's just a physical thing, I don't know.
It doesn't last.
It doesn't last. Looks don't last forever. I mean, look at me. I used to have hair. I used to be good looking.
You're still handsome.
If homely. I just said yeah after.
You heard that, people.
No. See what he has to deal with?
Yeah, you're ugly. That's why you sit that far away.
Ugly.
I can't reach
you're
you.
Not.
Go ahead.
Has anyone told you you look so handsome today?
I think I've told him three times.
5 seconds.
I know.
But you guys are the only ones. That's the thing. That's because we're all tied up
with
these cords.
That's all you need.
Okay, that's true.
Oh, man.
My hair didn't change, and I didn't turn transparent, so it's the truth.
But I can see right through you, though.
Then you know it's true.
You
can see my heart.
Yes.
You're naturally transparent. I was going to say, if homely is the only reason you don't like her, I don't mean to, push or anything, but... if there is no other reason, maybe you should give her a shot.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, go on like a coffee date.
Yeah, down the road, maybe she, if she starts putting on a little makeup, I don't know what she looks like, but I don't want to say put on lipstick or whatever, but something. But give her a chance. I mean, if her personality, she's a sweet girl, man, don't pass that up neither.
I want to apologize in advance for this comment, but I don't know why. As you were saying that, I got a mental picture. She might be homely on the outside, but she might be kinky as fuck on the inside.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, how many times do you see that?
Freaking the bed.
Yeah, yes. We're like, you know, you look at somebody, you would never think that they were like such a freak. And then you're like, holy, you did what? Yeah. You like what? Oh, good for you. Like,
you might like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I want to kick her off my list yet. Yeah. Keep her on the back burner, at least.
Yeah, if you get along.
Yeah.
You know. But I get it. You have to have that.
You got to have that chemistry. You got to have that chemistry. And she might. That's what I'm saying. If they have the same interests or whatever, maybe they don't. I don't know. But if they do, I would love to have somebody who loved football or who loved what I like to do. I mean, it's like you look towards your weekends. Hey, let's go here. Let's go. Both of you guys would be happy. But if you're, you know, going out and saying, she doesn't. You don't want those trophy girlfriends where you're just walking around the show-off people, neither. So
I think you kind of know if there's potential there. Like, I have a ton of guy friends, which is funny, is they never said anything. I could tell they kind of liked me, but they were always friend-zoned with me. Like, I just wanted to hang out with them. They were great guys. They're like my brothers now. You know what I mean?
But that's a good...
Years later, they're like... Hey, you know, I had the biggest crush on you. And I'm like, you did? Like, a couple of them I knew, but I would always like.
Yeah, but you bring up a good example. I'm going to use you as an example.
Use me all you want, Papa Tony.
I know.
Ooh.
He snorted. Whoa. I got you squeal.
You growing up were like a tomboy.
Yeah.
And so here's almost this connection here. And look how you turned out. That's what I'm saying. Now you're a doll with your makeup and stuff like that. But so...
You're gonna make me cry.
Well, you will cry eventually. But what I'm saying is that you're the perfect answer to this question. Here's a tomboy. I saw her growing up playing with trucks and things. Couldn't stand seeing a doll in front. Couldn't even stand seeing a dress in front of her. And now she's a badass. Thanks. So there you go. So there you go, Michael. No,
Michael.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I forgot almost names, but see, that's what I'm saying. Don't give up. You might be surprised. You know, Cracker Jack's box always had a little surprise in them, so you never know.
Ooh, I like that.
So
yeah,
get into that box and dig deep.
Oh, jeez. Oh, are you digging in with your nose?
That's how he does it. He tests the water first. He gives it a sniff test. I got to hold my breath for this one. Where's that snorkel?
Where's that snorkel, quick? In a clothespin.
A clothespin? I could just see a big-ass clothespin on his nose.
Oh, my God.
It's all going to work.
Hopefully we answered your question, Michael. I think we gave you some options, I hope.
Yeah.
I mean.
You're the only one that's going to know, Michael. Yeah. If you feel something, go for it.
Yeah. If
there's nothing there, then, like...
Yeah, don't lead her on.
Don't lead her on.
Well, I think she's the one
pretend you have
that's,
a girlfriend.
Yeah, she's trying to... Poor thing. She's trying harder than he is, of course, but give her a chance. That's all I say. So.
Let us know how it works out, Michael.
Yeah.
We're very
definitely
curious about
know.
It. I am. Like, I want them to tell us, like, what happened, you know?
I know. That's what I keep thinking about last week's, too.
Yes. I'm like, did it work out? Did they try it? Or were they like, those guys are fucking idiots?
I don't think so. We gave good advice. Maybe not to everyone, but I think we did okay.
Well, I like that we're all in different stages of our lives, too. So
yeah, I'm almost like dead.
I'm in the...
Here.
Almost
well,
middle.
You guys are...
A little bit before that.
You're in the middle generation. I'm almost going to be your grandma.
And then we have a man's point of view. We have women. You know, but my opinion differs from yours, which I love. You know what I mean?
Our life experiences.
Well, we're married and she's being hit on by every guy left and right.
I'm taken.
I'm taken.
You know why she did that? Because it's new.
Yeah, I know.
For us, we're like, I'm taken.
I was taken. Look what happened.
You lost it?
No. I'll tell you. Okay, I guess I could say this story. I'm not going to mention names. My wedding ring was, you know, from all the years working breeding cows, got all bended, but I kept it on. But then one day I was having an issue with my hand and it was swelling, so I took it off before I had to cut it off because it was getting tight. Mm-hmm. And so I never wore it again. But my ring was like an octagon. It was all crooked. And so I always kept it in my desk in a whatever cubby. So but I never put it back on, just got used to not wearing it anymore. My daughter is using it for her wedding ring.
She cut it.
She's gotten it straightened out. She's got her engagement ring, so it's going to be her wedding band. So it's my ring passing it on to my daughter.
Oh, how sweet.
My wife, I said, you don't know how that makes me feel. I mean, so she, you know, they got it adjusted, of course, or whatever you want, or sized, I should say, not adjusted. And so it's going to be on her finger the day she gets married.
I love that.
So part
she
of me.
She has a lot to work with.
Part of me,
like,
yeah.
This big.
Yeah, part of me is going to be with her for the rest of her life. So,
oh, how sweet.
See, that's the kind of Papa Tony is, see? You guys don't understand.
You're a
how.
Giver.
I'm a yes. Yeah.
That's why we keep you around.
Yeah.
I love that story.
Yeah. You want to keep on spreading your joy, Papa Tony?
Well, if you guys want to spread something else.
Well, I was hoping you were going to take me. That's not what I meant to say. That's not what I meant to say. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to take you where?
I was hoping you were going to make me laugh.
Oh, that's... Oh, that segment, damn it. I'd rather take you somewhere else, damn it.
Boy, did I step in that one.
I've been ripped in this one.
Woo.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well.
That got spicy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, guys.
It got spicy.
Okay, you guys, I ripped my paper. Goddamn.
Yeah, you got nervous.
Got nervous here. All right. There are three moles in a tunnel. The first one says, I smell sugar. The second one says, I smell cinnamon. The third one says, I smell molasses. I'll take over. That's okay.
I got it.
These are all short. Okay. You know why skeletons are so calm?
Why?
Why?
Because nothing gets under their skin. What's the difference between Egyptians and orphans? Egyptians have mummies.
Oh, no.
I feel like I shouldn't be laughing at that. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Sorry to every orphan. I just laughed. I'm so sorry.
My Aunt Ella and Uncle Sam's restaurant just got closed. The food was great, but I'm thinking the name Salmonella's just wasn't a great choice.
Yeah.
Salmonella's wasn't a great choice. I love that joke. Salmonella's wasn't a great choice.
Want to go eat a Salmonella's? No,
yeah,
thank
no,
you.
No, no, no. I'm good.
I just had a sandwich.
Yeah. Back to you, Miss Giggles.
Thanks.
How do you follow that one up?
Oh, no.
Oh, I got
you. Throw up.
You throw up.
Oh, man. Okay. What?
You pulled your pants up for this. You're like, let's do this.
Uh-oh.
Did you see that?
No, I was checking my paperwork
here. I'm
not here.
Used to wearing pants here.
I know. You changed clothes.
Did you hear what she just said?
I'm she's not used to changing to... pants here.
No, she's pants. Not used to wearing pants here.
Oh, I thought you said, oh.
I'm not used to wearing pants.
That's true. She doesn't wear too many pants. You have in the past, but.
I have. It depends on the day.
It depends on
the
day.
Okay, are you ready for this?
That's how you know we're arguing. No, just kidding.
Okay, weird animal fact of the day.
This is great.
You know, the other day I was hanging out with some friends, and I was telling them about kangaroos. Did you know, this isn't what it is. It was a clean animal fact. But did you know whenever baby kangaroos are born, because they were like, kangaroos kind of creep me out. And I was like, oh, actually, did you know, like, when they're born from the mother, like, the vagina, but then they, like, crawl up
into the pouch. Yeah.
I think we talked about that on episode. Okay, yeah. I told them that fact, and they just looked at me like this.
How do you know? Yeah.
like totally weirded out.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do you use these facts when you're like
on a date,
a social group, like at a party or hanging out with other people? Are you like, dude, did you guys know? Like,
but see, that makes her intelligent. That's
honestly, I think that's why I'm so fascinated, because I learned so much from.
Yeah, we do. That's why you're. Yeah. That's,
if the situation fits, like it did in this incident, yeah. But they just looked at me like, what? And then they're like, let's
wait till you start talking about the sperm. I mean, the whale.
I know. Famous, yeah?
The size of that.
Okay, so, but I reserve my really dirty animal facts for the show. Ready? Female spotted hyenas.
Okay.
Okay, you know what they are.
Yeah.
Did you know that they have a pseudo penis?
A what penis?
A fake penis. A pseudo penis.
Oh, I didn't know what pseudo meant.
I thought it was like a tuxedo.
Yeah,
like
do you want to see a picture of this? It's actually pretty fascinating.
Why is that?
All of them have one?
Is that,
yeah.
Is that to scare
females.
Other animals away? Or?
No. Okay, can you see that?
Oh.
That's a female?
Yeah, that's a female. You see that?
Wow.
So they're all transgender?
Well, let me talk to you about the what purpose this
serves. Let her educate you, Papa Tim.
So,
that's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult, but try.
It doesn't really stick in anywhere, but you know.
Oh, is this going to make me want one?
Oh, possibly.
Oh, mine's bigger than yours.
Well.
You don't have to tell everybody. Bitch.
Okay, so their pseudo-penis is a complex enlarged clitoris.
Oh. Attaboy.
That is shaped and positioned like penis.
Why?
Yeah, so, what did I write there?
She started doodling.
Got all excited. She can't even read her own handwriting. Did you use a penis or a pencil?
Oh, urinate.
It's to urinate?
That does not look like that. But, okay, they urinate through it, they copulate, and they give birth.
What's copulate?
Boinga, boinga, boinga.
Boinga. Yeah.
And that's what we're calling it now.
Yeah.
We'll call it the boinga. Birth through that thing.
So they don't have a vagina then?
That is it.
That is their vagina.
Yeah.
In the shape of a penis.
Yeah.
So when the male gets attracted, so it's two penises going at each other?
That's actually a really good question.
They sword fight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but let me explain this to you really quick.
Something else.
So
they got to have another opening.
How are they doing it?
They have to have a different opening.
Because is it
well,
from behind?
All the animals are from behind.
Yeah, but it.
Well, most of the animals.
Yeah, but how are you going to get it in there?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure they have to have a different opening, and then I would assume, I don't know, I've never been next to a hyena. I've been next to a girl who laughed a lot, but. But
giggles.
What?
Hi.
No,
because think about it, like how.
Uh-oh.
How do they do
She's
it?
She's made a funny face, so.
Okay.
I'm surprised your phone's still working after all the Googling you've done on this phone.
Honestly.
I want to know how many lists you're on.
Yeah. If you ever die.
Like, this girl's really into bestiality.
Whoa. Okay, so females have complete control over sex and cannot be forced to mate. Males who try to be pushy or bullying are less successful than males who spend time getting to know the females.
Hmm.
It says here, mating position. The male squats behind the female and thrusts upwards and backwards. The female stands with her head lowered and her clitoris retracted into her abdomen.
Oh, so it goes back up into her. Is that what you're saying?
It sounds like it.
So she's screwing herself then.
He's the one doing the work. She's
yeah.
So her thing just kind of goes back up into her abdomen, and then
yeah,
he's
so,
squatting.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So
there's her little penis.
That's a bear.
Oh yeah, there's a couple other mammals that have. Hold up.
That's
a bodybuilder there. No.
Okay, he's checking her out. Hold up.
No, that's fine.
Interesting.
Okay, well, there we go. Hold on.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's weird. I never. They never showed this
stuff. I figured I was picturing something different.
Yeah. That's interesting. I did not know that. Again, we're learning something.
You know, the guys must have like great legs.
He's got to have something, I'll tell you. I'd be scared if I approached a woman and she had something like that too. So it's like, okay.
I thought you talked about the clitosaurus.
I know, but the thing is, that's something that big. Oh, ugh, that's scary.
That's intimidating.
That is intimidating.
Holy smokes! Look at that angle.
Oh, that's what.
Oh,
he did.
See, that's what I was picturing was something like that.
So he rocks back, and she just stands there, and he's.
She just stands there and he does all the work.
Yeah, but that's got to be rough because he's rocking back. How's he be able to do all the thrusting? Well, they do, he's apparently, built like yeah. Oh, well.
He's built strong.
Well, that's amazing.
It really
the
is.
The way animals do their thing. Jeez.
Okay.
And we thought we had problems.
Okay, so they even give birth through it. But giving birth is a painful process.
It's like passing a stone.
Probably, yeah. Oh. Because it's 2.5 centimeters in diameter. That's like
small. Not very big. That's tiny.
Yeah. So
the babies might be very big then.
Well,
or the pups, whatever.
They're pups, yeah. So, but here's what happens. 10% of mothers die giving birth, or 60% of the cubs suffocate while they're being born.
Does it retract too when they're in labor?
I don't know.
No, that's
okay.
That's okay.
You don't have
to. Yeah, I'll have to look it up later.
That is
weird. I'm curious.
But if they're suffocating, I'm wondering if it's still hanging down.
No, it's just it's so narrow. It's so narrow they can't come out.
They do say it's an anti-rape mechanism in a sense, almost, because like the female has to like you know tuck it in so the guy can stick it in.
She must do a lot of Kegels.
Yes.
Got that thing really tight.
Tight like a duck.
Yeah. Other female mammals, such as elephants, have them, but not all are as well developed as the female spotted hyena.
That's wild.
That is wild.
Yeah.
We never learned that on Mutual of Omaha when I watched that show years ago.
And you can't judge a book by its cover.
No, that's for sure. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's very interesting. Very good, Giggles.
I like that.
As usual, you always come through.
Thanks.
He's always coming.
You're always coming somewhere.
Always coming.
That's why we got you far away from us. So we're in the safe splash zone.
With the waterproof tablecloth.
Yes. Oh, so kinky.
Okay.
Okay. Kinky.
You said 50-50.
Yeah. Okay, so I got a little something a little bit different, a little new, okay?
Okay.
I got some dirty pickup lines.
Ooh!
Yeah. Yes. I'm kind of excited about these. Okay, so.
Here you go again, moving my mic.
I'm sorry. I need a refill for this.
I'm going to make you spit your coffee.
Okay.
I think these are more towards, I don't remember which ones are, but anyway, I think they're more men can use them for women. There might be one. We'll see.
Yeah, okay,
ready?
Matter.
I got three of them for you.
All right.
Number one. Do you come here often? Because I'm about to come here right now. Oh. What would you do if somebody told you that?
Probably
get the
hell
out of the
did.
Way, because if he's getting ready to come, I don't want to be standing next to him.
And depending on who it is, I'd
Yeah, I'd be moving real quick.
Maybe I'd choke. I'd be like, hold up, let me go get my umbrella.
Yeah.
Pull out a poncho.
Girl, go for it. I'm ready.
Oh, man.
Okay, number two. If I flip a coin, what are the chances of me getting head?
50-50.
With that line?
Yeah.
Nothing. 0%.
Oh, man.
Aw.
You know what? They would have to catch me.
Or a tail. I don't mind giving a tail.
I mean, it's a win-win situation
for
the
guy, not going to lose.
So I don't know why.
All depends on what size coin he uses. She might want a 50-cent piece, and he's only got a penny. Oh, well.
Maybe he's got a double-sided head coin.
Can't lose that way.
Oh. Yeah.
That's true.
Check your coin. Check the coins, ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, gentlemen, I'm not sure if you want to use these lines, but anyway.
If you do, let us know what happens.
please.
I'm sure some women will go for it.
I find pickup lines hilarious.
Yeah. Okay, so third and last one for the day. Hey, how about you sit on my face and let me eat my way to your heart?
I like this guy. Somebody just got a new pickup line.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hang on. Cleaning my face just in case somebody... just in case somebody needs a place to sit. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. That was my today.
I love it. Those were good.
Hopefully, I'll take a long time to reach your heart, but hey, we'll see how it goes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have any of those been used on you?
No.
Should they?
Okay,
I'll take that as a yes.
I think it depends on the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if like I'm meeting you for
just pull up to you
and get something off my chest and I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be funny.
No.
Yeah, and if you're like giving me creeper vibes, I'll be like thanks.
But I'm usually happy.
Yeah.
No. It's all good fun.
I'd be like, oh, you're so cute.
You're so funny. Like,
so funny.
We had this buddy and we would always hang out at this like little I don't want to call it a shithole bar, but shithole bar that we knew everybody there. You know what I mean? So they would literally, the bartenders would look at us and be like, one more. You know what I mean? And then we wouldn't even have to go up to the bar. Like they would just come to us. Well, his dad and his buddy met us there. And mind you, the buddy was like super rich and he rolled up in a Rolls Royce.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So we're at this dive bar and here comes this Rolls Royce and I'm standing by one of the tables and then the dad and the gentleman sit down and they start like chit chatting. And I don't know if he's just used to kind of
getting
his money, way. Getting him whatever he wants. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But and mind you, I was in my early 20s. So he's like, hey, which I was surprised as he said it in front of my brother, which I was like, that's pretty ballsy. You know what I mean? And then our good friends was standing in between me and the gentleman. And he goes, hey, why don't you let me show you my back seat?
Oh.
And I started laughing. I go, your back seat? And he goes, yeah, my Rolls Royce. He goes, why don't you let me show you something? Like he was going to teach me something. And I look at him and I go, oh, that's so cute that you think you can keep up with me.
Oh.
And he's like, he got like caught off guard. And I just laughed it off. You know what I mean? And then my brother was like, what the fuck's going to go down? And like he started laughing. And then my buddy came out to me. He goes, no girl has ever talked to him like that.
He got
I'm like,
in his
who
place.
The fuck is this guy? You know what I mean? And he turned out to be like a very powerful person. But I didn't know. And I was like, but at the same time, like, dude, you're old as dirt. Like, if you really think that I'm going to get in a fucking Rolls Royce with you, like in my head, I'm like, can you even get it up? Like, you know what I mean? And I was like, no offense to you.
He's older?
He was way older, dude.
Okay, so. Stupid me would probably be like, oh, I've never been inside of a Rolls Royce. Let me go see it.
Well.
And giggles, that's why I'm your protector. No, we don't need to see
cars. And then I'd get there and I'd be like, oh, no, you're not supposed to be back here with me. Stay away. Yeah.
You would close the door. You'd probably push him with your foot and close the door.
That's how you guys get kidnapped. That's the problem. Jeez. That's good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. Yes, very good.
Good for you.
So I'm lucky I'm still here, apparently.
Well, I wouldn't be able to do the show if it wasn't for you, that's for sure. So,
all right, guys. Well, I'm going to leave you with this. Where did Captain Hook buy his hook?
Something hook.
Oh, I know that one.
You want to say it?
At the secondhand store.
Hey! Oh! Give him a round of applause.
Yes.
Atta boy.
Love it.
Thank you.
How'd you know that one?
Well, I went to the hooker convention. I know their drinks.
Oh, did you see my mom there?
Well, was she in makeup?
No, is she? Did I ever tell you guys? I don't know if I should save it for like a Christmas episode, but my mom went to Target.
Oh, no. Not with an ugly Christmas sweater.
No, you know the ornaments, and then it has like the little hook.
Yeah.
So my mom's like, she got all brave, and she went by herself, and she walks up to a Target employee, and she goes, excuse me? And the lady's like, yeah, can I help you? She goes, yes, where's your hookers? And the lady's like, excuse me? And my mom's like, your hookers.
And then my mom pulled one out of her purse and showed her, and she goes, oh, a hook. Okay, ornament hook. Follow me, ma'am. And then took her. And my mom came home, and she goes, what do you call this? And I go, a hook. And she goes, oh, shit, what's a hooker? And I go, mom, a hook. And so I explained it to her, and she goes, oh, my God. And I was like, please don't ever go to Target asking for hookers again, please. I don't want to bail you out.
She'll never forget that again. Oh,
imagine the girl. Yeah, like, dude, this lady came in all prim and proper and was asking for hookers.
But the thing is, if you do get hookers at Target, you get 5% off.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was on sale.
How do you know that?
If you get a credit card, they give you 5% off on all your hookers.
All she was missing was the blow, dude.
Oh, jeez. My gosh.
Hookers and blow.
So funny.
Okay, that is funny.
Okay.
I love your mom.
Me too. And I love when people are like, you're just like your mother. I'm like, thank you.
No. Well.
Like personality-wise.
Yeah, no, that, yeah. Just, she's
so funny. Okay, let's wrap it up. If you all have any questions for any of us or want to share a story or joke, feel free to reach out on our Instagram at Rockin' on the Porch, and we'll do our best to answer them in the next episode.
We're rocking.
I know, I can tell.
This is our porch.
Rock on. Show some love by following, liking, and reviewing our podcast on the platform you listen on. If we were able to brighten your day, even a little bit, with our stupidity, then go ahead and share this podcast with your friends and family that have a sense of humor. Thank you for listening and laughing with us. Until next week, and don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
That doesn't look like I'm giving my microphone head, does it?
Yes, it does. From the side, it does, yes.
It's a little questionable.
Yeah. I was like, at first,
side,
I was all my
head. This is what you're doing from the side.
Yeah. I'm practicing.
Attagirl.
You know, you got to stay limber.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I like black microphones, don't you?
Have you ever done the BJ drinks?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. One time I tried it, and I could not fit my mouth around the...
Well, I love that they'll bring a glass that's like this big, and I'm like, okay, some of us have a smaller mouth.
Yeah, I can't fit my mouth around that.
And plus, mine's full of big teeth.
Gotta use your Kegels in your mouth practice.
Every morning, you gotta be like...
Okay, you guys. Man. I'll catch you on the other side.
I think that's the best way to end the show. Just Papa Tony doing that.
Licking.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for all your love and support.
Bye.